The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
And it is indeed time for the Community Garda information slot on the show this morning. And delighted to say welcome back after a bit of a hiatus to Sergeant Eunan Walsh. Eunan, great to have you back.
Thank you, Donald. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. Eunan, let's go straight to it. And we're going to begin with an assault which occurred in Buncrana.
Yes, Donald, this is an assault which occurred actually the weekend before last, Sunday morning, the 5th of April. So sometime Saturday night, Sunday morning. The first incident involving a group of males happened on the main street area of Buncrana at approximately 12:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, the 5th of April. One man sustained injuries as a result of an assault, and we believe the same men were involved in a second altercation, again on the main street area, sometime between 2:30 a.m. and 2:45 a.m. And again, the previously injured man sustained further injuries. He attended hospital to receive medical treatment for, thankfully, which are serious but not life-threatening. And again, we appeal for anyone who have may witnessed assaults or in the area at the time and who may have dash cam to contact the Gardaí in Buncrana 074-932-0540. Or again, the confidential line, Garda confidential line 1-800-666-111.
And as I said, that happened in the early hours of the 5th of April, which was Easter Sunday. So it was Easter Saturday night.
Easter Sunday morning.
An incident in the Port Road area of Letterkenny.
Yes, this happened last Saturday during the day, Donald, at Robinson Hall Car Park on the Port Road. So sometime between 4:40 p.m. and 4:50 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, the passenger side window of a parked car was smashed and substantial damage was also caused to the steering column of the car. So again, we're appealing to anybody who may have travelled along the Port Road with dash cam between 4:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. on the state to make the footage available. And as a result of our inquiries, we are particularly interested in hearing about any sightings of a male person who was in the area at the time wearing a black and white hoodie and black tracksuit bottoms. So that's a male in the area with a black and white hoodie and black tracksuit bottoms. Again, any information could be passed on to the Gardaí Letterkenny 07491-67100, Donal.
Staying in Letterkenny, an incident again at the weekend on Saturday.
Yes, this incident occurred on Saturday the 18th, sometime before 11:30 p.m, so that's Saturday night, in the Lou Negrina area of the Old Town. A resident in the area heard a bang and looked out to see a man in the back of her car. So he was sitting in the back of a car, and another male was standing nearby. So upon realising that they'd been disturbed, the two men jumped the fence and fled the scene. So we have a description. Both in their 20s, one was wearing a black jumper. So the rear windscreen of the car had been smashed during the incident, and fortunately, due to the action of the owner, nothing was stolen. So again, we're appealing for anybody who may have observed two males in the area. That's last Saturday night, the 18th of April, shortly before 11:30 p.m. in the Lee Negrain area of Old Town, to contact the Gardaí at Letterkenny. And again, anybody who was in that area with dash cam between 11 p.m. and midnight, we're asking them to get in touch with us also. And again, Gardaí Letterkenny 074-91-67100, or again, the confidential line, Donald, 1-800-666-111.
Going back a week or so ago to the theft of a Jeep in Lifford.
Yes, so this is a theft of a white Mitsubishi Jeep, very distinguishable, Donald. Registration number DN17AXK. I'll say that again, it's DN17AXK. So this Jeep was stolen from a property in the area of the Hall Lifford last Tuesday between 1:30 p.m. Tuesday afternoon the 14th and 2:30 p.m. on the 16th. So sometime between Tuesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon, the Jeep was stolen. Again, anybody who has any relevant information in relation to the theft of the or the current whereabouts of the Jeep, to contact the Gardaí at Letterkenny 07491-67100, or again the confidential line.
To Cairn Dunna now, and a criminal damage incident.
Yes, this is a criminal damage incident, Donal, that happened in the Ardbreed, Ballylusky area of Cairn Dunna between 5 p.m. last Wednesday the 15th and 9 a.m. on Thursday the 16th. So sometime Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday night. The rear windscreen of a parked car in the area was smashed and fortunately nothing was stolen from within the car. And again, if anybody can assist, to contact the Gardaí in Buncrana 07493-205-40.
And a collision that happened at Fox Hills in Letterkenny.
Yes, it's a hit and run collision, Donal, which happened in the Fox Hills area of Letterkenny on Friday the 10th of April between 1pm and 4:30pm, so sometime in the afternoon of that Friday. A parked car was damaged as a result of the collision. Damage was caused along the driver's side of the car, and unfortunately the other car or vehicle did not remain at the scene. So we're appealing to anybody who have been in the area at the time to contact us, or again anybody with dash cam to get in touch with us at Letterkenny 074 916 7100.
The next one is an interesting one because it's an incident of burglary that was perpetrated and resolved almost instantaneously, it
yes,
seems.
Yes, the next two are probably a couple of good news stories, Donald, and we're thankful for the public. So last Friday the 17th, Gardaí received a report of a burglary in the progress of the Orchard Park area of Donegal Town. A man had entered a house and he took a number of bank cards from a purse within. The suspect was apprehended by the house homeowner and followed by the owner after the incident, and searched and apprehended by Gardaí, and the stolen bank cards were retrieved. The male person was subsequently arrested and charged and appear in court.
And then the second of those incidents in Newton Cunningham.
Yes, this is one that happened just last Sunday past. So sometime after 2:30pm last Sunday the 19th, Gardaí and Letterkenny received report in relation to the theft of a caravan from the Newton Cunningham area. The owner had been alerted to the theft via his CCTV. Again, shows the importance of having CCTV in your premises. And the caravan was observed in transit by Gardaí a short time later, and it was recovered. We did receive assistance from members of the public in relation to the recovery of the transit, and we appreciate that. And a man was arrested and charged and brought to court yesterday in Letterkenny. So it just goes to show the importance of CCTV and the importance of the assistance that we receive from the public in relation to solving crimes, Donald.
Now we're going to come to a really important issue, and that's traffic in Letterkenny on this coming Sunday, the 26th of April, because there's going to be a few cars about on that day. There's a match going on, apparently.
Yeah, I think there's a match. Again, it's the first Ulster Championship match in Letterkenny for 75 years. Donegal will play Down in the Senior Football Championship quarterfinal on Sunday 26th with a throw-in at 3pm. So we've had numerous meetings with the club, Ulster Council and residents from the Ballymacool area, and a lot of work has gone in. The club are doing great work. They have done extra work to the facilities there to increase the capacity. The pitch looks great and they're doing their best to get things right inside the ground. Donald, suppose it's no good having everything right inside the ground if things aren't right outside the ground, and that falls with the Gardaí and also people attending the match. So just to let people aware that parking at O'Donnell Park will be limited to those attending with passes. So basically, there's no parking at the ground. The area around the ground is mainly restricted with no parking available. Access in and out of Ballymacool Estate will be granted to residents only. So people coming to the ground will not get into Ballymacool Estate. The Residence Committee have issued two passes to each household. Gardaí will man the estate and only people with passes will be permitted to enter the estate. The same applies to Kirkstown Road, which will be closed off at approximately 1pm. Access to the Kirkstown Road will only be to people who live in the Kirkstown and that general area. So we're trying to encourage people to bail off the car parks and the shuttle buses in the town. So there will be a road closure from Cairnan Spar at Lower Main Street from 1:30pm with limited access for local traffic. After the game, the road will also be closed for a period following the game to allow time for spectators to safely access the town car parks. So we're encouraging people to attending the game from the town side to arrive early and to avail of parking within the town. So there are a number of town car parks available. The overflow car park at the retail park on the Paddy Hart Road is available. I'm told there's 300 car parking spaces there. The car park at the Old Dunn's 180 spaces. The Cathedral up and Car Park 90, Upper and Lower Main Street with up to 120 car parking spaces, and parking is free on Sundays. So we're asking people to arrive early, to avail of the parking within the town, and to walk to the grounds or to avail of the free shuttle bus which will be available from Cairnan Spar at Lower Main Street. There's also a shuttle bus at Tullygay from Cairnan's and Tullygay, and we'll be encouraging people travelling from that direction to avail of the shuttle bus park at Cairnan's. And Glenswilly GAA Club are also obliging their neighbours with a park and ride from Glenswilly GAA grounds. Again, people attending from the New Mill side of the ground are also advised to arrive early, avail of parking possibly in the Aura or in the car parks. Once the Aura is full, the traffic coming from the New Mill's direction, people who do not avail of the park and ride will be requested to park along the roadside on the way out from O'Donnell Park on the left-hand side of the road, which we will permit and we will be manning. So again, are asking people to park in a responsible manner and to ensure that you are not blocking access for emergency vehicles, pedestrians or wheelchair users. Yeah. And again, delays are inevitable. We will endeavour to assist traffic movement as much as possible. The large numbers attending will result in unavoidable delays, particularly after the game. Anybody going into town after the game from the New Mills directions is asked to do so via New Mills Bridge. And again, add additional time to your journey if possible.
And in terms of disabled parking, as you say, there is some disabled parking available in the vicinity of the ground. It's going to be limited. Is this going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, or can people apply for passes beforehand?
No, the disabled drivers will be facilitated.
Yeah, so there'll be, so if you have the and obviously appropriate badges,
yes,
you will be facilitated. Yeah,
asking people to obey the directions from the Guardian Stewards. We wish everybody an enjoyable day and best of luck to both teams. Well, one team maybe.
We had Brendan Devaney yesterday, who was quite unequivocal in his particular predictions on how things.
Well, he's
going
the expert. Every time I turn on the TV, he seems to be on it.
That's fair enough. Absolutely. In terms of all that, so basically, and the message to the people is, look, get there early, assume it's going to be difficult to park, assume you're going to have, at the very least, a walk. And I suppose, too, people, with the shuttle bus from Kernan's on the Letterkenny side in particular, it's going to be busy. If you're able to walk it, walk it.
Yes, I'm told the forecast is good, so everything's in our favour at the minute.
Happy days, Sergeant Eunan Walsh. It's a pleasure as always, and as we say, great to see you back. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Donal.
And we'll have another Community Garda information slot next week.
Thank you.